reality television is huge in India this summertime. So is the public debate about culture and ethics that reality shows are provoking. One show in particular is stirring up Indians. It's called The Moment of Truth. Participants are asked embarrassingly intimate questions about their lives right in front of their family and an audience of millions. Answer truthfully, they win prize money. If they lie, they get nothing. From Mumbai, India, the BBC's Dilnaz Irani reports.
क्या आपका कभी किसी शादीशुदा पुरुष के साथ अफेयर हुआ है? Have you ever had an affair with a married man?
The questions started becoming very filthy kind of questions, like whether he slept with a prostitute or he slept with a girl younger than his daughter. Did he cheat his wife? All kinds of things.
Najma Heptula is a prominent member of parliament. She says programs like The Moment of Truth should be taken off mainstream television in India. And because the channels bombard the viewer with advertisements throughout the day, she has no choice but to watch this very personal spectacle.
If somebody wants to confess, they should confess to the person or to a priest or to a mullah or to a Hindu priest, whoever religion they belong to. But why should I be forced to see it?
Do you believe that Sachin could have done more to save you from your self-destructive behavior?
Whether such shows should be confined to specialist channels or not shown at all, the root of the objection is that they don't sit well with Indian society.
We are not Britain and we are not America, we are India. We have different values and we have a different kind of living system. And I think looking at our society, it doesn't match with it at all.
Have you ever had surgery to physically enhance your appearance?
I had no idea that the parliament would get rocked. I became the talk in a parliament, which sometimes is good and sometimes it's not quite good.
Urvashi Dholakia lives in one of the suburbs beloved of Bollywood's elite. She was the actress whose appearance on Moment of Truth first prompted MPs to raise the issue of reality television in parliament. She says those objecting to these programs simply miss the point.
They are television shows and television is here to provide entertainment. And if you're here to learn something out of these shows, then you're watching the wrong channel. If you really want to learn something, read an encyclopedia. That's better, full of knowledge.
For Urvashi, reality television was an idea whose time had come.
I think it's having a wonderful impact because I think today's people are opening up, they're moving along with times. People have broadened their minds, they have broadened their avenues of the way they think, and I think it's great.
In his office in downtown Mumbai, we met Rajesh Kamat, the head of one of India's leading television channels, Colors. Not surprisingly, he agreed with Urvashi Dholakia.
Indian society is becoming far more acceptable. Television as a medium was used as something to escape from the drudgeries of real life. Today what happens is you don't mind seeing something that is real on television and accepting it. The Indian audiences are becoming far more tolerant and are open in terms of accepting the kind of content.
Beating the city's hellish traffic, we took the train across town to speak to Anil Dhaka, a leading Mumbai commentator. According to Dhaka, the Indian society that MPs have been so quick to defend has always been a sham.
Indians are human beings. They live like everyone else. They tell lies, they tell the truth. They love their family, they don't love their family. They fornicate, they have extramarital affairs. But we have tried to show to the outside world that, you know, we are morally superior. We occupy some higher moral plane.
MPs' concerns seem a long way from Mumbai's noisy streets, and as Urvashi Dholakia argues, even further from the expectations of modern India.
It's crazy. I mean to say, you're telling me that it's an independent country and you cannot really voice out your own likes and dislikes. You do not have the freedom to voice out opinions. If we don't, remove democracy.
For now, it seems Urvashi Dholakia's view is holding sway. Only last week, the Indian High Court threw out a public petition to have Moment of Truth banned. The judge advised the petitioners to switch off their television sets and follow the Gandhian way, to see no evil.
That's the BBC's Dilnaz Irani in Mumbai on the roiling controversy over some reality TV shows in India.